Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for the game of the week, Keith?
I am ready for the game of the week, Jones. It's a massive game. Division on the line.
Well.
On the line for the Pats.
Well.
Chance to cross the line for the Pats. Have it again. Let me have it again.
Yeah.
Chance to win the division.
There it is.
There it is. Perfect. Nailed it.
I do think it's...
I'm very excited about the game, though.
Some good games on the slate, and I'm excited for it as well. There's some good games on the slate.
Oh, there's a few to pick from, for sure.
I would say it's the game of the week.
Game of the week.
Should be a lot of points. Rematch. Maybe you'll even get some weather, some snow.
Maybe some weather.
On top of it.
It's going to be cold.
I do like that it just occurred to Stephen A. that the Patriots have Stephon Diggs. I
they
do like
Stephon
that.
Stephon Diggs. Well, no, Stephen A. was the same guy 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Talking about how good Mike Vrabel's been, which he has been good.
Yeah.
But he's like, he has the same roster from last year.
Same roster?
Like, dude, there's like three guys. They kept three guys. But, yeah.
But even been like, Diggs lit them up in the first game.
Torched
them. You know what? I was leaning towards Buffalo, but I started thinking,
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs. Like, it's like, oh, right. Yeah, him.
He saw the Cardi B TikTok, and he was like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I think Steph Diggs could be an X-factor.
Now that you mention it, he might do something against Buffalo.
He did the first time. There's no excuses for the first game either. Because I know these national guys really don't watch probably anything. But you would think they would watch more of like the primetime games, like the standalone games. You should be available for those times. Sunday Night Football back in Week 5 was a pretty big game.
Yeah.
And that was when sort of everybody like woke up on the Patriots and was like, hey, wait a minute, are they for real? And they haven't lost since. And, yeah, Stephon Diggs had his best game of the season against his former team.
So, I think you said this yesterday, or maybe it was the day prior, and it's a good point. It's not just the rest of the country maybe started taking the Patriots seriously. We went into it going, just keep it within a touchdown. Keep it within a score.
Yeah.
Don't embarrass yourselves. Be competitive. And that can still be, you know, a nice confidence builder for the Pats. I think they probably started to buy in, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think the team itself, when they beat Buffalo on national TV, and Drake May is stiff-arming defenders to the ground and falling out of bounds, hucking it 40 yards downfield to Stephen A., Stephon Diggs, and making big plays on national television and going into their building and beating them, I think that's probably when they started to look around and go, well, man, we have a pretty light schedule. We can play with teams like Buffalo. We can take this pretty far.
Yeah, there's more than that. And I think it legitimized the blowout win the week before against Carolina, who turns out is not a bottom-of-the-basement team. They're a middle-of-the-pack team.
They're currently winning the NFC South after the Bucks' horrible loss last night.
Oh, all-time uniform matchup, by the way. Those are two of my favorite. You don't like the Falcons like I do?
I love the creamsicle Bucks uniform. I don't like those Falcons uniforms.
I love the Falcons uniforms. Red helmet, black jersey, white pants. Holy, those are two of the five best football uniforms, I think.
Yeah, I don't think
so. In my humble opinion.
I didn't even want them in our football bracket
when
we did this. Never mind in the top five.
Falcon uniform is sharp, is real nice. Although it's funny, we were going through like the best uniforms, right? And we're talking about like the Patriots when they go their throwbacks. Somebody sent me the other day, I think it was the 1984 NFL uniforms. And I was like, oh, it's just all those. It's actually just
the
almost.
Ones I like were just the ones that were on football cards, like, when I was a kid. Yeah.
Right. It's whatever, how many teams were in the league then? Like 28? You're like, it was just all of those ones.
Yeah, that
actually.
Seahawks uniform. Ooh, that Houston Oilers uniform. Look at the Bucks. Look at the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks is amazing. No, Bucks greater than Falcons.
How do you lose in that Bucks jersey?
They kind of had some bad clock management there at the end and just kind of fell apart.
Todd Bowles throwing on second down, you idiot.
I would not have done that. That looks really good. That's even better than their icy whites. When they go white, all white with like the helmet, the old one with the guy, the pirate with the knife in the mouth.
Yep, that's nice too.
This orange though really pops. But I'm telling you, you're fast asleep on those Falcons uniforms.
Yeah, I'll stay asleep on those.
Red helmet.
They're fine.
Got the dirty bird on it.
They're probably better than what they currently
wear.
They're
so good. Kyle Pitts had a generational night.
Dude, how about Kyle Pitts?
How about him?
He's here.
He had a career's worth of touchdowns in one game.
Breakout game for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, that year six jump.
Imagine going up against Kyle Pitts in fantasy, and if that happened, you'd be like, dude.
He was benched in my home league last night against the kid that dropped him. It could have been an all-time revenge game opportunity. It was like 40 points. Could have been an all-time revenge game opportunity. Instead, he just rotted on somebody's bench.
I traded him away in my other league and...
Sick brag, bro.
Oh, yeah. BTJ.
Yeah, I don't even use BTJ. It was a bad trade in hindsight.
Oh,
but
yeah. Boy, I was like, Keith, you got to hit accept on that trade right now.
But the kid who had Pitts has a first round bye anyway, so he just got wasted 30 something points to not do anything with it. But awesome uniforms last night. But because of that, Carolina is actually leading the division, so that's another technically quality win for the Pats. But what happened was,
except the other side of that coin is their Bucks win kind of stinks now.
Yeah,
not as good. But the Panthers wins looking better.
But their best win is obviously the Bills game. But then since then, there hasn't been a letdown game. At least like a full letdown game where they lost. You could argue the Bengals game was not a great game by them. The Falcons game was a super close game.
But they
like,
still won.
They won all those games. And then they've had some where they've looked better than others. But now here's another opportunity to either, I would say, further legitimize. Like, I think they're already a legitimate team. But if you beat the Bills twice, I mean, then I don't know what anybody could say.
They're a legit team. Like, they're a playoff team. They're probably winning the division no matter what. You win this, maybe a Super Bowl favorite. Drake May, definitely the MVP favorite. Like, I think you legitimize all that stuff. You're a good team and a playoff team and probably winning the AFC East regardless of what happens on Sunday. You win, you're looked at as maybe the favorite, certainly in the AFC. And Drake May is looked at as the favorite for MVP. He keeps, seesawing back and forth with Matt Stafford. Good text already here on the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, the show just started. It's already Grab Bag and Fashion Police?
Yeah. No, actually, we have a separate Fashion Police for Grab Bag.
Oh, yeah.
We have a separate one, but we were talking Thursday Night Football. I couldn't let that slide. I was like, last night, what a treat. Treat for the eyes.
We will Fashion Police that later on in the show. Yeah. Let's just say Razor's a fan of these uniforms.
These are awful, but not to tip my hand.
Let's just say Razor really likes them.
Yeah, no kidding.
617-779-7937. You can jump aboard here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keith. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. That's where you can watch along with our breakdown of these uniforms. You won't miss a second there of Jones and Keith. It is a Patriots Friday, which means it's also a Top 5 Friday. Top 5 Bills at 10:45.
All-time Bills?
A lot of good Bills.
Great Bills.
Deep field.
I have more than five that really were knocking on the door to be a top five Bill.
Oh, we could have gone top 10.
In Twitter world, yours truly.
We'll find out.
Let's see where he fits in. Let's just find that out when we get there. We'll get to the Celtics and Bruins, both in action last night. Very different results for those teams. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30. We also have Week in Review 12:45. Keys. The Pats and Bills, the rematch.
Yeah.
And also Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday.
All right, Mike.
Will join us. Not to spoil the keys, Keith, but it's Pats and Bills. Who you got?
I'm going Pats. Now, this is also like when everybody's like, oh, the Pats are back kind of thing. And it's true because, you don't really in your head, you're like, are they going to really run the table, right? Are they going to lose week three and then win out? In your head, you're like, no, like they're obviously going to lose a couple of games. We were saying for a long time that even if they lose the Bills-Ravens game, what their record would be. Or as things were going on, you're like, maybe they split those games. But then when you get to the week and you're like, you got to pick it. And I think part of it was I was a little surprised that they were underdogs. And not to get like the whole betting part of it, but you're like, oh, it's plus money for them to win at home against the Bills team, which I don't think is great. We even had Sal Capaccio, who covers the team from Buffalo, say what I was saying earlier in the week, or confirming what I said earlier in the week. This is the worst Bills team in the last 6 years. So since Josh Allen really emerged, Steph Diggs' first year in Buffalo, 2020, he's been an MVP candidate. They've been a Super Bowl contender. Even though they've never made it, they've been a contender.
Yeah.
And this is their worst team. So even though Mahomes is down, Lamar's down, well, so's Josh Allen. They have a better record than those other teams. But I don't think they're great. Watched a lot of that Bengals game last week where Cincinnati really should have beat them. And then Cincinnati and Joe Burrow kind of fell apart and the Bills won. So I'll take the Patriots. I think they're playing better. I think Steph Diggs is going to have another really big game, motivated going up against the Buffalo Bills.
So you're with Stephen A.
I'm with Stephen A. Okay. That's a great take by him. So, no, I'll take the Patriots. I think it'll be super close. I think it'll be a tight game. Wouldn't be surprised if they played a third time come playoffs. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Pats.
So if you were watching, and I know you were, Bengals and Bills last week, Christian Benford had the 63-yard pick that Burrow pretty much threw right to him.
Yep.
But it was a big play in the game. All of a sudden, he showed up yesterday at Bills practice in a walking boot.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can talk all we want about, oh, the Patriots are down Will Campbell. They still moved it constantly in that game without Will Campbell. They might get Jared Wilson back. We know they won't have Milton Williams. And they did a good job limiting James Cook in the first matchup.
Yeah, and that's going to be
important. When Milton Williams was there, that is.
Yeah.
I have the Patriots as well. Yeah. I just double-checked. They're 1.5 dogs on both FanDuel and DraftKings. They're plus 100 on the money line on both. So I think there's good value there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll pick them straight up in this game. And I think I'll put it to you like this for the matchup. And I do think this is the key Verizon matchup of the week. I think if you ask which defense has a better chance of slowing down the opposing quarterback, even if Josh Allen is the better quarterback on a one-game basis, you take him to win one game, I think the Patriots have a better chance of slowing down Josh Allen, slowing him down, not shutting him down, not stopping him, but doing what they did in the first matchup, than the Bills do with Drake May in this offense. The Bills are stopping nobody right now. They're not stopping anyone. And there are teams. Miami limited that Bills team. The Patriots did it. The Steelers did it for a half before the Bills started to pull away. In the second half of that game, the Bills stopped no one. And I don't think they're going to stop this offense. So that, to me, is what really breaks down. And that's your Verizon matchup for the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Do you agree with that? If the Patriots can slow down Josh Allen,
yeah,
I don't think the Bills can slow down and or stop this Patriots offense. I don't.
No, it doesn't seem like that because Drake May's using every guy he has on the field, whereas Josh Allen, and I don't even really blame Josh Allen for this, like it's him and James Cook. And, you know, Sal yesterday was telling us how, because I sort of was like, hey, are they putting too much on Josh Allen? Are they sort of forcing him to be great? And he's like, well, no, they're running the ball. Yeah, but part of that is also him. Like, he leads the team in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
He has, like, 500 yards rushing.
He led them in rushing in the Patriots game.
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
year.
So he is they're asking him to do a lot there, and then he doesn't have the playmakers at receiver to really help him out. So if they're able to limit James Cook, Cook's been awesome this year. He's got, like, what, 1,300 yards rushing or something insane already? He's had some big games. He had a 200-yard rushing game against Carolina, which they won easily. But in some of the games this year where he's been limited, including the Patriots game, he had 53 yards rushing. They lost. He had also 53 yards rushing against the Miami Dolphins. They lost that game. He did have a relatively big game against Houston, but they also ended up losing that one. So I feel like if you can limit him, like where else are they really going to turn and make Josh Allen run around like crazy? You know, that's fine. I just think their receiving core is going to let them down in these big games. Like, they don't have anybody, even at tight end, like, they don't have anybody. Whereas each week we're talking about Drake May finding Hunter Henry for these big gainers, Kayshon Booty in the end zone, Steph Diggs. Who'd have thought that they would have the skill position advantage over another playoff team?
Crazy.
Right? Like, that is one of the big eye-opening things for this season. But, yeah, for all those reasons, I'll say. And after early in the season, it seems like they do have like a home field advantage. Like they have created themselves like a home field advantage. They play pretty well there. So I add all that to the mix.
So you can jump in on this 617-779-7937. Game of the week. Huge game for the Patriots. I think to open up people's eyes, maybe their own eyes, as a true Super Bowl contender, an AFC favorite, Drake May at the top of the board for the MVP. You beat Buffalo. I think all those things come your way. If you don't, I still think you win the division. I still think you're a playoff team, but I do think you're going to hear a lot of told you so's, and you're going to hear a lot of people hyping up the Ravens next week in this back-to-back stretch against two, what we thought at least, were going to be competitive games in the final month of the year. So we'll take all your thoughts on Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Again, 617-779-7937. You'll hear Keefe's Keys coming up at 1 o'clock to Pats and Bills. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Don't forget the Week in Review at 12:45. And Mike and Wenu later on a Patriots Friday. Plus, top five Bills coming your way at 10:45. And no, Twitch chat, we did not already do top five Bills this year.
Yeah, I thought we might have. We double-checked. We did not.
We went through, at least in our notes, which are very detailed.
Yeah.
I did not see top five Bills.
I think what
I don't know what we did, but it wasn't top five Bills.
I think we sort of mentioned it, and we might have, like, thrown some out there, but
did we Mount Rushmore it?
We may have, but we didn't do, like, a fancy graphic put it out there.
I think the genesis for what we do on Top Friday probably was, like, spitballing random Bills at that time, but I don't think we officially put together our top fives.
No.
We'll repeat things from time to time on this show.
We didn't hear the keys. Basically, the week five keys.
No, we definitely didn't do back-to-back Red Sox plans.
No, that's not us. Anyway, stay tuned. Billy Lanny back. He's got all the latest here in trending. And then let's get to Joe Burrow, last week's matchup for the Buffalo Bills. Some very interesting comments earlier in the week. If he's gone, how does that impact things for the Patriots long term? I want to get to that again right after Trending with Billy.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics were both in action last night. The Bees are now on a four-game winning streak after a 6-3 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. David Pastrnak had 2 goals and 2 assists in the victory. Jonas Kopitar made 26 saves on 29 shots. The Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night in Minnesota to take on the Wild. The Seas had their 5-game winning streak snapped in their 116-101 loss to the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bucks forward Kyle Kuzma led all scorers with 31 points. Jaylen Brown scored 30 points and Jordan Walsh scored 20 points in the loss. Seas are right back on the court Monday night to host the Detroit Pistons. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, Terrell Jennings and Harold Landry did not participate, but Darian Lowe and Robert Spillane were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30 to continue preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. With the win on Sunday, the Patriots will clinch the AFC East. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 1 o'clock. On Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-28. And tomorrow afternoon, you can hear the Army-Navy matchup right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock, and kickoff from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore is at 3. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was Joe Burrow earlier in the week.
Cheer up, Joe.
Man, he is
sad.
Well,
he's in his sads.
You think he is?
A little sad. He's been listening a lot to The Cure, maybe.
You think he's really sad and really contemplating his future in football? Or do you think this is, and Burrow's done this before. I mean, Burrow's made veiled threats and attempted to utilize his leverage as the franchise quarterback of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Dinger's like a greater angle to what he's trying to do there.
I mean, maybe, or he's just, this is a guy that every other year, seemingly he's hurt and the team is worse. I mean, just a few years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. And you're thinking, all right, they're going to be competing with the Chiefs and the Bills and maybe the Ravens and somebody else that might emerge for a decade. They're right. going to be right there. They even got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins back.
And even if he's not in a vacuum better than Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, you take those guys in the big game. He's the one guy who beat Mahomes.
Beat Josh Allen. So, like, that's pretty good, and it seems like it's going the wrong way. Like, their defense is always bad. They can't run the ball. They've always had bad offensive lines. It's just Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. That's kind of the team. And he's just feeling the effects because, I don't know, I mean, you don't see it as much in the NFL, like guys – like in the NBA, for example, like star players like that trying to get out of town, especially quarterbacks, you don't really see that as much. Because then you also start to think of Andrew Luck, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Patrick Willis, for all different reasons. He's like high-end players that didn't force their way out and just left. They're like, all right. On loser franchises, with the exception of Willis, I guess, but like Sanders and Calvin,
Lions,
like loser franchises, and being like, that's it. And Andrew Luck was also a thing where like he had some high end performances, and then also had some injuries, and then also just was like, I think I'm done with this. And so I wouldn't bet that's the case with Burrow. This might just be you catching him at an odd time. You know, there's the Ja'Marr Chase kind of fall. He was asked about it too. So, and he's like, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, whatever. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He's just trying to protect him a little bit. I think it might have been one of those things that he says in the middle of a frustrating season. Also, the last time we saw Joe Burrow play, he literally threw the game away. So, like, that's sort of, it's not like they just beat the Bills and he's saying this. They just lost. He threw a horrible pick six.
Changes the narrative off his terrible picks a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But there's always that threat. Like, he wouldn't be the first guy to go out with what we all think with years still to, like, to go. So yeah, something to keep an eye on. I mean, we asked this question back when they played the Bengals, even though Burrow didn't play in the game, but we were like, May or Burrow, who would you rather have?
It was close. We both said May.
And I don't know, now it's only getting kind of further away. That maybe that's not just like a homer take. I think from the outside you gotta start
now,
thinking that way.
If you have the quarterback, and I think there might be an agenda to it, like I said, this might be his way of forcing their cheap ass owner who sells used TVs off the back of trucks from their stadium.
Yeah.
And makes the
4K?
Makes the players jog across highways to get to practice. Like, this might just be his way of sending a message to the cheap-ass owner that, hey, you don't have me forever. And, like, if I want to walk away, what are you going to do? So start building the team the way I want to build the team and get me an O-line or get players on defense or whatever. And I think they've done some of the things that he's asked for. He wanted T. Higgins. They kept him. He wanted Trey Hendrickson. That has not worked out this year. He's been hurt the whole year. What'd they give him again? Was it like a glorified one-year deal? Did they give him an actual extension? I don't remember.
Good question.
The franchise tag? I don't even remember. But they gave him some money, whatever it was. And they kind of have done what he's wanted when he stamped his feet and kicked and screamed and thrown a little pity party. And I think that's what's going on. But now you're asking me, who would I take, May or Burrow? I was already taking May.
Yeah.
Now you have a 29-year-old quarterback being like, yeah, if it's not fun for me, I don't even want to do it. Yeah. It's May in a landslide now.
What's really wild about this season is, who would have ever thought, even like the glass overflowing approach to how good this team, this Patriots team specifically, could be this year, would you have said on December 12th, yeah, the Patriots might be better than the Bills right now, and Drake May might be better than Joe Burrow right now?
No,
like neither one of those things seemed realistic at all. Because Drake May could be the fifth best quarterback in the NFL and still below Joe Burrow.
Yep.
And you would take that in a second. We would have taken top 10 in a second.
Yeah, he would have basically swapped out where like Jaden Daniels was at the end of last year or whatever. I'm trying to think of where some other quarterbacks were. But
Hurts, I know Hurts is polarizing. We won a Super Bowl, like that. Yeah,
Hurts, who won a Super Bowl, Jaden Daniels, who came out of nowhere, like he would have been right there with those guys. And we would have signed off on that in a heartbeat in the offseason.
It felt like the four horsemen of the AFC, if you will. It seemed like they weren't going to break ranks. There's going to be those four, even like Herbert's on the outside. Certainly Drake May, C.J. Stroud, they're all on the outside. It was those four guys. And now you're like, I don't know. Burrow kind of wants to quit. Mahomes' team sucks around him. Lamar got hurt again. Josh Allen's team's worse than it's been. It like that whole like domino effect is really wild when you look at it, because it's not like one of these teams or one of these quarterbacks took a step back. And like Josh Allen's still great. I'm just saying like his team has taken a step back.
Yeah.
Mahomes, yeah, I'd still take him in a game, but his team has taken two steps back. And meanwhile, you have Drake May. You got, you know, Bo Nix if you want to throw him in there. Maybe Stroud turning it around. I mean, a lot of it's his defense, but like those three young quarterbacks are now on teams that are somehow in better position than those other four guys.
Do you think any of Burrow's threat? Because I just think it's a threat to ownership.
Yeah. But what does he want to be traded? Or does
well,
he want? What
so
does
this,
he want?
This is what I was just going to say. I think he wants them to build him an offensive line or add to the defense because their defense is horrible.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like I don't know what he's angling for, but I think it's something like that. But it could be what you just said. It could be like, guys, trade me. I want to be traded out of this dump. And
maybe, but like,
do you think he could leave the AFC? I guess is my question. And then, I don't know, what does that mean for the Patriots big picture and Drake May in the AFC and that quarterback hierarchy? Like,
it'd be like the biggest trade ever, though, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah,
if Burrow got traded, that's like next
they traded.
Level.
I mean, they traded Carson Palmer. I mean, yeah. they've traded away franchise QBs or a franchise QB.
No, that's true. I feel like Burrow's already better than Palmer, but maybe I'm shortchanging Palmer.
Palmer had his injury issues, which, look, Burrow has
like,
as well.
When Stafford got traded, he was a little bit more like at or towards the end of his prime. I know he's having an awesome season, but I'm saying like age-wise, like Burrow's like, I don't think Burrow's
he
going
just
anywhere.
Just turned 29.
Yeah. But this could also be the Bengals playing kind of hardball with him, and then it just turns into a Lions or an Andrew Luck thing where he's like, all right, I asked you guys to improve the offensive line. I'm getting hit all the time. I'm sad now, and I don't want to play anymore. Either way, like,
it's a sad day. Yeah. It's a bad day.
It was.
I mean, I thought the Bengals going into the year could be another one of those teams standing in the way of the Patriots, and they've kind of like eliminated themselves. So, like, great. That's all good news for the Pats. That's one less team in the AFC, at least for this season, to worry about.
It is for sure. You can jump in 617-779-7937. Burrow and his future. What does it mean for the Pats? I think you can retire the Drake May or Joe Burrow question after that little pity party earlier in the week. Plus, your thoughts on this weekend's game. Who you got, Patriots or Bills? Chris is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm just noticing, though, like the last 5-6 weeks, they don't score touchdowns in the second half at all. They've been lucky to win a couple games. I think that fourth quarter of the Bills last week, man, they put up some points. That's scary.
Yeah, a lot of it was short fields and scoring on defense, but yeah, they did.
Big second half. Now, some of this has been, like, against the Giants, they had such a commanding lead that they kind of just had these like longer drives, and I'm with you. I think the red zone, no matter what half it is like their biggest issue. Like they need to score more touchdowns, stop settling for field goals. That's regardless of what time of the game it is. I get his point. I don't know how many games honestly they were lucky to win. I mean, you had the Atlanta missed extra point, so that could have been overtime. That could have been something that could have finished differently.
Sure,
they certainly didn't seem ready to play against Cincinnati, but I think the letdown was pretty obvious when no Burrow, no Chase, and they still won the game. So, I don't know. I don't know how lucky they've been.
That was Flacco with the ball and a chance to win at the end of the game. I mean, the Falcons
your guy
won.
Flacco. I know you were scared.
It's true. The Falcons definitely. Like, could they have won in overtime, meaning the Patriots? Yeah, but that game was ticketed to go to overtime if the guy could just kick an extra point.
That was the one where they definitely got, like, a little bit of luck.
You could go all the way back to Miami.
I was just going
to
say that one, too. H.N. stepped out of bounds. Like, that's one that they were maybe a little fortunate to win.
Oh, for sure. But that's also the first 3 weeks.
That also,
a different team.
They hadn't looked like they look now. Yeah. I mean, that I agree with. I thought he was going back to the Buffalo game about scoring in the second half. They scored 17 in the second half of that game. And that included, like, a gotta-have-it drive at the end of the game from Drake May.
Yeah.
That included a couple of touchdowns for the Pats. Ramondre Stevenson scored a couple of touchdowns. So, yeah, against Buffalo, at least, they scored in the second half. No one did anything except turn it over in the first half of that game, going back to Week 5 on Sunday night. 617-779-7937. It's your phone number. It's also the text line here for Jones and Keefe asking about our top five Bills coming up here at 1045.
It's a loaded field.
Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
Does no one write down what was covered on previous shows?
No, Billy does.
No.
You need a secretary / administrative assistant.
Yeah, have them do random baseball player while they're at it. I could use a little hand there.
Do we write things down? I mean, oddly enough, there's quite a bit in that show, Doc, but the important things, it seems like we forget to write down.
I have my notebook. Not today, but I usually have my notebook with me.
Not usually.
Billy
has
usually has it.
Yeah, it's usually
I think
in
I think
there.
I'm going to do some diligent note-taking.
We did.
Yeah, no doubt.
We did, by the way, add the Ring of Fame. That is now officially of the Jones and Keefe.
We have a Ring of Honor. I swear there's more
Ring
people
honor,
than
I'm
Allen,
sorry.
Rhode Island in the Ring of Honor.
Right now, that's the Ring of Honor.
I thought Randy Moss was in.
I wanted to self-nominate.
No, you're not
put Randy Moss in.
I thought I did. I said, like, I'm a small hall guy, but I got Randy Moss in my Hall of Fame.
So
in my ring of
your Hall of Fame is now the show Hall of Fame?
You guys are not going to put Randy Moss in?
Which that wasn't the question.
Or you have a vote against Randy Moss?
Which Randy Moss?
The horse racing
put
guy.
Put them both in.
Two Randy Mosses. And Al. Okay.
Barry Bonds maybe deserves a shot.
I think
he's not
so.
Getting in the real Hall of Fame.
617-77. Oh, that's a good idea. We should put him
all
in.
Those
we
guys.
Should put the guys who go into the Baseball Hall of Fame in our Ring of Honor.
Sammy Sosa.
Gary Sheffield.
Clemens.
Yep, Clemens.
Rocket.
Okay, let's get to your phone calls and
these Bills.
The top five all-time Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keith. Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Got the Friday 4-pack, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. Keith's Keys.
The keys.
Coming your way at 1 o'clock, plus Mike and Wenu, always jam-packed on a Friday. Text line is already a bunch of submissions for people's own top five Bills.
Sure.
And also a bunch of people volunteering to be our show secretary.
Yeah, that's fine. It is pro bono.
Well, yeah. I did see at least one in the Twitch chat that was trying to negotiate like an hourly rate.
No, we don't
Good
have
luck
that.
We're not doing that.
Not happening.
Ken just walked by in the hall. Thumbs
you
down,
ask
Ken.
Him,
that's
yeah,
not going to happen.
Don't think that's happening.
Okay. But anyway, okay, that's the text line right now. Top five all-time Bills. You want first ups here, Keith?
Yeah, I'll have first ups. Now, I'm not telling you how to do your list, and you don't have to say anything yet, but I did not include any Billies.
Oh.
Billy, I feel like top five Billies, like Billy Lanny, would be a different list.
I'm done listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm out.
Sounds like a very
biased.
Back
to my notes.
Sounds like a very biased list.
I also, let me be clear, there's a lot of famous Williams out there, and I wasn't like, oh, you could call him Bill. So I didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
Just for the record.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Nick,
your list.
Number five.
Bill Hader. Ooh. Bill Hader, one of the great SNL cast members of all time. He really is, not just a recent vintage. And his show Barry on HBO was an excellent, excellent show. Always laugh when Bill Hader pops up.
Number
four.
Bill Belichick. Could have been higher last couple of years, I think, of knocking down the Bill power rankings. But he is still a six-time Super Bowl winning head coach.
He's a top five all-time Bill.
Top four.
Well, good point.
I have a fourth, actually, if you want to do that. Yeah, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, wow.
The hoodie, we all went as him for Halloween. That's inspirational.
Oh, that's a good point.
That helps him. All right.
Coming in at number third.
Bruce Smith. Bruce Smith was an absolute destroyer on the defensive side of the ball. Unfortunately, never won a Super Bowl, but was a great Bill and a worthy Hall of Famer.
Number
two.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray, also one of the SNL GOATs, incredible movie career, and is still ongoing. So Bill Murray, number two.
Number
one,
Bill Russell, the great one of the great winners in the history of not just Bills, but anybody of any name.
It's true.
11 titles, was a player coach, which you don't see a lot of.
No, he kind of proved that Red's a little overrated.
He just walked right in and
coached them to a couple of championships.
Red had some good trades.
Yeah.
Not an overrated GM, perhaps an overrated coach.
Overrated coach is what I'm saying.
Bill Russell,
the goat of all goats, number one.
Well, that is a great list.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Bill Murray did not actually even occur to me. Shame on me.
Bill Murray?
A good one. Yeah, it was an oversight.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I feel like you might get a little political. There's a chance you might get political.
I had some political honorable mentions.
Okay.
Okay, let's start it up.
Number five.
Andre Reed, Bill's all-time leading receiver, should be in the Hall of Fame. 7 Pro Bowls. Couldn't win a Super Bowl.
No.
Maybe that's part of what's keeping him out, but yeah. Who could? In this great, illustrious Bills history, Andre Reed, number five.
Number four.
The Bill of Rights, Keith. It's the first 10 amendments, guarantees personal freedoms for all of us. It's what makes this country so great. Shame on you for not having the Bill of Rights.
It was sixth.
Anywhere in there, I couldn't go higher than four.
No.
It's very meaningful.
Yeah, no, we need it, Bill.
Coming in at number third.
I did have a Billie Eilish of bad guy fame. What was I made for? The Barbie film.
That's a top five Billies.
Billie Eilish.
A different list.
Number two.
Wild Bill Hickok. Yep. Gunslinger from the Old West, Keith.
I know.
You see him in, you know, your Gunsmoke.
Sure.
Yeah. Where else did he make appearances?
I mean, he's in Gunsmoke?
Yeah, I think he was. Okay. I think he made little appearances in Gunsmoke, among
probably
other.
Probably some of the old Western films.
Most of them, yeah. I think. He's in a lot of them.
Yeah.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Number
one.
Bill Shakespeare.
Nope.
Missing out on Bill Shakespeare.
Top five Williams.
That's Bill Shakespeare.
If he's your favorite, you need to watch Hamnet on Christmas then.
That's right.
Hamlet?
Hamnet.
I've seen Hamlet.
Hamnet. It's about his kid.
Seen it in theater. Brag.
Yeah.
He's the
probably a bit of a sad.
The Bard of Avon. I don't know how you don't have him number one, Bill Shakespeare.
I did not have him on there because I would consider him a William. Most people refer to him as William. Now, they're also Buffalo Bill I considered. Horrible monster of a man.
Which Buffalo Bill? Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah.
The one from Silence of the Lambs. James Gum?
He was an honorable mention.
James Gum? Yeah, I almost considered Buffalo Bill.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of monsters, Bill Cosby. Another famous Bill.
A lot of text about him.
Monster.
A lot of text about him and O.J. Simpson.
You could argue.
Yeah,
you can make a great
most people's list that we're getting on the text line involve both.
O.J. Cosby, Buffalo Bill. You could argue Bill Cosby caused way more damage than Buffalo Bill did. Buffalo Bill, I think, only like a few kills. Bill Cosby, absolute monster.
I think I'd feel comfortable making that argument.
Worse than Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. One was real life. I thought
you were
going
to go Bill Clinton up there.
He was an honorable mention.
Honorable mention for you. Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Clinton. Bill Taft. Yeah. I had some presidents
Bill
on
Nighy.
There.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Or Bill Nye.
I didn't think about Bill Nye.
I thought about Bill Nye, but he's an idiot.
Jaylen Brown would have him on his list.
Yeah, but he was like, the balls were deflated. He chimed in on Deflategate.
Yeah,
like,
I remember
Bill Nye.
He's a scientist.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody was a scientist during that.
You didn't consider Bill Chisholm?
No.
Not what you're talking about.
That was definitely not an honorable mention.
What about Bill Miller? Not Billy. Bill Miller. He won a batting title at third base, hit ninth for the Red Sox
again,
in 03.
Not an honorable mention. Who else did I have
Parcells?
Here?
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells is an honorable mention. Yeah. Bill Belichick was an honorable mention. He's on your
list.
He's
on my list. He's fourth.
Let's see. Buffalo
Jim
Bill.
Kelly.
Buffalo Bill. Both of them we covered.
Josh Allen.
Jim Kelly, Josh Allen, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith are all on mine. let's see.
Fred Smirlis.
Didn't make it.
No, Smirlis.
Twitch Line was arguing for him. Didn't make it.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Bill Kroski Merritt.
Bill Kroski.
I was hoping one of you guys were going to play him on.
That's a top five. Top five all time.
I almost put Duck Bill Platypus on there, but it's Billed. I thought it was just Duck Bill Platypus.
Wait. The animal's called a duck billed ED.
Billed, B-I-L-L-E-D.
It's not a duck bill platypus?
I thought it was that too.
Me
I looked
too.
It up to confirm. Duck billed.
Wow.
That's a different list.
Different right. List. That's our build. Yeah. That's our top five builds. A lot of people are submitting things like
Bill Lee.
Ooh, Bill Lee.
Bill Burr.
Grocery Bill.
Bill Brashke.
Grocery bills. I almost brought that up when you said Bill Hader.
Bill Brashke's good.
Grocery bills, things like that. None, those aren't good bills. I don't want any of those bills.
No, I don't want that.
Phone bill.
I don't want that at
cable
all.
Cable bill. They're all terrible bills.
Again, I'm not going with any Billies. We're getting a lot of Billy suggestions
on
the text
line.
Assumed, that to me doesn't count.
I assumed you were going to have Billy Loomis.
If it was a Billy list, I would have.
You don't have any Billies on there.
Bills.
Very limited
Bill
list
Walton.
Over there. You didn't have him.
Bill Gates.
Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York.
I did consider him, actually.
You did?
I did. Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, yeah. Real good one.
I think I covered all the honorable mentions. Anything you like on the tech? Ooh, Bill Buckner, did you say that one? Bill Burr, Bill Lee?
Yeah,
You said those ones. You said Buckner, though?
Twitch chat doesn't get it. Bob the Builder?
Bill.
Builder. It's not Bill.
Bill's in it.
No, Lanny didn't make anybody's list because I call him Billy. Top five Billies, come talk to me. Maybe Lanny's on there.
Honestly, Billy wasn't. Maybe? Billy Lanny wasn't. Billy Lanny wasn't.
There's a lot of Billies out there, Bill.
That's true.
I tell you. Right, dollar bill?
I guess most.
I consider the dollar bill.
I didn't think about anything like that.
I thought about the dollar bill, but I don't really. Who uses dollar bills anymore? They're kind of gone the way of the dodo.
Then do the $100 bill.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, I don't use those either.
Somebody do the $20 bill.
Somebody texted it.
We got to have them to use them.
I don't have paper money.
A ham should be ham, on our bill.
Just
list.
A ham.
That should be on one of our lists.
I think still pretty good. Oh, Bill Goldberg. No thanks. Don't like Bill Goldberg. Wasn't safe in the ring.
He's out there hurting people.
Yep.
As I've come to learn.
I saw Timothy Chalamet did a sit-down with Cody Rhodes, and he was talking about how impressive the run was for Bill Goldberg.
Ooh, Bill Pullman. Bill,
like, you idiot.
Bill Pullman. If you're going to put him on, you got to have Bill Paxton.
Oh, I considered Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton, and I was going to be like, tell me which is which. Bet you can't.
Billy Bob Thornton wouldn't be on your list.
No.
That's a good one.
Billy.
I wrapped up. Billy's would be good.
I wrapped up season one of Landman. All those reads
How's
sold
Landman?
Me.
Man?
It's a show.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm
it's
watching
one
it.
Of the shows of all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I mean, me.
Definitely one of the shows.
Me and Kat are watching it.
It's a
fine.
Current yeah. show. It's
Oil and Billy Bob and yeah, Ali Larder.
You did a better job selling it when you're doing the reads.
All those things he's thought about watching, and that's what he lands on.
Jeez.
I landed on it. That's true. Landman.
Right, well, let us know land, your bills.
Landman.
Send us your bills. Save your billies.
All right.
Don't
keep,
need them.
Keep sending those in. 617-779-7937. Top five bills, inarguable lists, up shortly at Jones and Keith.
The bill from Kill Bill.
Well, that's a
good
one.
Yeah, he was in charge of all sure. The killers.
Yeah. Add that to the list.
Yep.
We have the Celtics and Bruins both in action last night. Went differently for both. And we got thoughts on them coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.